William Morrow and Harper Audio present Daring and the Duke, The Bare Knuckle Bastards, Book 3, by Sarah McLean, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. Bergsea House, Seat of the Dukedom of Marwick, The Past. There was nothing in the wide world like his laugh. It didn't matter that she was unqualified to speak of the wide world. She'd never strayed far from this enormous manor house tucked into the quiet Essex countryside 2 days' walk northeast of London, where rolling green hills turned to wheat as autumn crept across the land. It didn't matter that she didn't know the sounds of the city or the smell of the ocean, or that she'd never heard a language other than English, or seen a play, or listened to an orchestra. It didn't matter that her world had been limited to the 3,000 acres of fertile land, boasting fluffy white sheep and massive hay bales, and a community of people with whom she was not allowed to speak, to whom she was virtually invisible, because she was a secret that was to be kept at all costs. A girl, baptized the heir to the Dukedom of Marwick, swaddled in the rich lace reserved for a long line of dukes, anointed with oils reserved for the most privileged of Bergsea House residents, given a boy's name and title before God, even as the man who was not her father paid servants and priests for silence and falsified documents, and laid plans to replace her mother's bastard daughter with one of his own bastard sons, born on the same day as she, to women who were not his duchess, offering him a single path to a ducal legacy: theft. Offering that useless girl, the mewling babe in nurse's arms, nothing more than a half-life.